Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Temple applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Perry reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Perry tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Power moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Hall now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Hall. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Lau moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Westock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Francona moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to third. Power moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.